Dallas was one of six airports last year cleared to create an automated system to whisk U.S. passengers through customs after returning from another country. In place since last October, 30 kiosks were officially unveiled Monday. Martha Young and her husband were just two of many passengers opting to use the automated passport control instead of talking to a customs agent.
I am putting in my passport, taking my picture, making sure it's correct, and then I'm going to continue and add a family member so that my husband and I can be on the same, and then he'll go through the same process.
Young says that process used to be a grind.
Once you got into the line, depending on how long the line was, it could be up to 30 minutes.
But this time, answering basic questions on a touchscreen,
it takes less than a minute.
Judd Murdoch with U.S. Customs and Border Protection says at times here during last summer's peak, the wait lasted hours.
It's absolutely a game changer here for us. We had some significant challenges last summer. We don't want to see that again coming into spring break and the next summer. So I think we hit the mark here.
More than 100,000 passengers a month came through DFW's customs in the past 3 months, with more than half using the kiosks. Wait times were officially cut by 15%. Airport Vice President Byford Trainer says the goal is to reduce waits even more, so DFW becomes the preferred airport for those returning from abroad.
And imagine being able to get to your gate for your connecting flight and being relaxed instead of, I got to make it through this.
Trainer imagines that'll also improve the airport's bottom line as more customers have more time to visit terminal shops and restaurants. The airport also plans to pitch its kiosks to other airports as automation spreads. DFW says it'll add 24 additional kiosks. They'll serve U.S. permanent residents and others from countries with visa waiver agreements like the U.K. and South Korea. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.